Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Bill Leaders, a veteran Wisconsin newspaper editor and reporter. He is the Money and Politics Project Director at WisconsinWatch.org. Previously, he spent 25 years as a news editor of the Isthmus, Madison's popular weekly paper. Elected president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, a statewide group devoted to protecting public access to meetings and records, he has written several books, the latest of which is Watchdog, 25 Years of Muckraping and Rabble-Rousing. Welcome to Background Briefing, Bill Leaders.
Good to be here.
And you're at the Wisconsin Capitol as we speak, and this, of course, has been a very, very big day in Wisconsin. Is there any sense that the turnout today was equivalent or close to equivalent of what happened in 2008?
Yes, the indications are that turnout is extraordinarily high, much higher than we would normally see for a gubernatorial race, and very close to the level that we would see for a presidential race, like 2008 when Barack Obama was elected. Wisconsin has about 6 million people, and about 3 million eligible voters went to the polls in 2008. It looks like we're going to come very close to that in this recall election, the $3 million total, or 3 million voter total.
So does that mean then, is that good news for the challenger? And the bad news for the incumbent, Governor Scott Walker?
Well, if you like to know, they certainly would like to know. Everyone has said all along that this comes down to turnout, and both sides have told their supporters that the outcome will hinge on turnout. Apparently, that message got through to people who felt one way or the other about this election, and people are turning out. How the election will turn out, you know, that's, I hate to use the cliche, but it does remain to be seen.
So, Bill Leaders, how effective has this campaign on television? First of all, my understanding is that Walker has outspent his opponent, Mayor Tom Barrett, by 7.5 to 1, and a lot of that money's gone into television. And my understanding is that the television campaign that they've been running is basically not about the recall issue, but it's basically making the argument that the recall process itself is wrong and it's undemocratic, and we should return Governor Scott Walker not based on the merits but on the fact that the recall is an undemocratic process.
Yeah, that is one of the themes that is being sounded in the pro-Walker advertising, that not letting him finish his term is undemocratic, that, you know, just because some people got their nose in a snit over something he did, we shouldn't have an election midterm. They're also running a great deal of advertising, which just dumps on Tom Barrett and suggests that Milwaukee is a stinking cesspool of contagion, and that, you know, God forbid this man should come to power in the state capitol because of the terrible mess he's made in Milwaukee. That's another big theme of the pro-Walker advertising. What's extraordinary about the advertising, though, I think, isn't the messaging so much as the volume. We've never seen anything like this in the state of Wisconsin. We're talking basically $40 million of spending by the candidates themselves, with $32 million of that money coming from the Scott Walker side. Tom Barrett has raised $4.5 million as of this morning. They're putting much of this into commercials. Plus, there's independent expenditures by outside groups seeking to influence the election. I just looked at a tally that put independent expenditures through today at $27 million in addition to what the candidates are spending. And then there's a whole third category of campaign spending, which is the issue ad spending. This is the ads that don't tell you exactly who you should vote for or vote against, but convey a message that's trying to sway your opinion about the candidate. Those groups do not report in Wisconsin. They don't say how much they raise. They don't say how much they spend. And their expenditures are not included in any of these running tallies.
So my understanding, it's got up to about, what, 63.5 million? Would that be?
That's what they tabulated last week. My sense is that it's probably closer to $70 million now, just in terms of no one spending by the people who have to declare that they're, you know, raising money and spending money on the election. And probably there's at least $10 million and maybe as much as $25 million additional that's being spent in these issue ads that, you know, have not been factored in yet. After the election, when the groups have the time to go to the television stations around the state and review their books and look at the political ad buys that were made, they're going to put a number to that issue ad expenditure, at least for what came out in terms of radio and television ads. But we won't know pre-election just how much money is being pumped into the process by these third-party issue ad groups.
Again, I'm speaking with Bill Leaders, a veteran Wisconsin newspaper editor and reporter. He is the Money and Politics Project Director at WisconsinWatch.org, and previously he spent 25 years as the news editor of the Isthmus, Madison's popular weekly paper. How do Wisconsinites, or what do you call them, badgers, is that right? Or that's the badger state?
Badgers or cheeseheads or...
Okay. How do the badgers slash cheeseheads feel about all this money pouring in from out of state?
Well, I think everyone has a certain level of disgust or at least aversion to the volume of campaign spending that we're seeing. I mean, Governor Walker made a joke about how the citizens of the state are eager to get their television back, you know, to be able to watch television without being bombarded with ads. You know, when he voted this morning, he made that remark. And I think there is a sense that what we're seeing is extraordinary, that it is overkill, that it is too much. But, you know, how you vote depends on how you feel about the candidates who are running. And I don't know that anyone is going to vote or not vote based on their feeling that there's too much messaging. They're going to vote or not vote based on their feeling about the candidates and the issues.
Well, but how do they know about the candidates and the issues? The system is so controlled by television and by television advertising. Mm-hmm. They only had, what, a couple of debates. Tell me, how would you consider those debates affecting this election as opposed to the $70 million worth of media buys?
Well, I think there are a number of things that are factoring into people's vote. One is just their reaction to what has happened in Wisconsin in the last year and a half. A lot of people were very emotionally involved in these events on one side or another. We had 100,000 people converge one day in our state capitol. We had crowds of more than 10,000 people converge for, you know, day after day for weeks at a time. It was extraordinary, and it was galvanizing, and for some people, it was a life-changing experience. And there are other people who really love and admire our Governor Scott Walker. And I don't use the term love lightly, like, you know, in The Simpsons, they said once, I love you like I love Fresca. No, uh-uh. These people love Scott Walker like they love their mother. They believe that he is an extraordinarily good and courageous politician, and they will follow him into battle. And that's certainly what we have here, is a battle.
But there is an asymmetry, surely, Bill Leaders, between a spontaneous demonstration of hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites and a few out-of-state billionaires pouring money in to have this guy reelected. Is that lost on the people who love this guy?
Well, you know, there is a significant amount of money coming into Wisconsin from people in other states who recognize this election as being nationally significant. I said before that Scott Walker has raised $32 million in contributions to his campaign. Of that, 59%, as of last tally, came from people who live in other states. For Tom Barrett, he's raised $4.5 million. Of that, 26%, a little more than a quarter, came from people in other states. Even that 26%, it's extraordinary. You know, in the Wisconsin election, if you had 5% of the receipts coming from people who don't even live in the state, that would be extraordinary in the past. What we're seeing is just a tremendous amount of national interest, a tremendous amount of spending, and it's not just billionaires in other states who are bankrolling Walker. He does receive contributions from, you know, conservatives all across the country who are giving smaller amounts, and he does receive, you know, 41% at least, of his contributions from people in Wisconsin who also like and support his agenda.
So, Bill Leaders, there's been, of course, on the progressive side, there have been a lot of complaints that the Democratic Party has not been ponying up any money and that President Obama himself has been AWOL. Do you think if the president had inserted himself in this, would it have worked in any way? Or what's the local feeling about the Democratic Party not helping Barrett as much as clearly the Republican Party has been helping Scott Walker? The head of the Republican Party has been in Wisconsin, Reince Priebus.
Yes, well, and there have been prominent Democrats who have come to Wisconsin to support Tom Barrett. Bill Clinton was here last week and made a couple of appearances. I do know the Democrats, some Democrats, are a little sore at Obama for not doing more to back Barrett's candidacy. I guess he sent a tweet last night saying that he was supporting Tom Barrett, and you know, people feel that maybe it should have been more for him. Would it have made a difference? I don't know. The people who really like Walker really don't like Obama to some extent, but this isn't about Obama. This isn't about national politics. I don't even think it's much of an indicator of how things will swing in the presidential election. This is very much about what has happened here in Wisconsin with the governor coming into power, making very serious fundamental changes in terms of the state's covenant with its public employees, which they perceived as a betrayal and as an insult, and for which they are trying to, you know, they're trying to respond to that by removing him from office. That is the fundamental issue here. And who stands on the sidelines and shouts from among the political elite on either side, I don't really think that's going to make that much of a difference.
Well, Bill Leaders, you may well be right, but it won't make any difference in terms of how the mainstream press deals with it, whether you like it or not. I can almost guarantee you that this story will be treated as a national referendum. If the Republicans win, it'll put the wind in their sails, and if the Democrats win, it'll be a huge sigh of relief for them.
Yeah, but I'm speaking exclusively about what impact it will have on the presidential election later this year. I don't know about that. Certainly, if the Republicans win, it's going to fill the sails of all of the Republican governors across the nation who have been thinking about making dramatic changes in terms of their state's covenant with their public employees, have been looking about taking a tough tack to unions. It's going to green light a lot of that type of thing, and it's going to like affirm that that can be an approach that you can do and you can survive and you can win. And, you know, there's no doubt it will have national political implications in terms of how governors act in other states. As far as the presidential race, though, will it matter in terms of Romney v. Obama? I think that's much more iffy.
Well, Bill Leaders, I thank you so much for joining us here. I appreciate your time on this very busy day for you.
Always a pleasure.
Again, I've been speaking with Bill Leaders, who's a veteran Wisconsin newspaper editor and reporter. He is the Money and Politics Project Director at WisconsinWatch.org, and previously he spent 25 years as a news editor of The Isthmus, Madison's popular weekly paper. Elected president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, a statewide group devoted to protecting public access to meetings and records, he has written several books, the latest of which is Watchdog, 25 Years of Muckraking and Rabble-Rousing. We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking with a labor reporter who was locked in a room in the Capitol by the communications director of the Honeywell Corporation.